An Advent Time, a Lectio Divina for the Discerning Heart.
Sunday of the first week of Advent.
As you begin, take a deep breath and exhale slowly. For the next few moments, surrender all the cares and concerns of this day to the Lord. Say slowly from your heart, Jesus, I trust in you. You take over. Become aware that He is with you, looking upon you with love, wanting to be heard deep within your heart.
From the Holy Gospel of Luke, chapter 21, verses 25 to 28 and 34 to 36. Jesus said to his disciples, "There will be signs in the sun and moon and stars on earth, nations in agony, bewildered by the clamor of the ocean and its waves, men dying of fear as they await the menaces of the world, for the powers of heaven will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. When these things begin to take place, stand erect, hold your heads high, because your liberation is near at hand. Watch yourselves, or your hearts will be coarsened with debauchery and drunkenness and the cares of life, and that day will be sprung on you suddenly like a trap. For it will come down on every living man on the face of the earth. Stay awake, praying at all times for the strength to survive all that is going to happen, and to stand with confidence before the Son of Man."
What word made this passage come alive for you? What did you sense the Lord saying to you? Once more, give the Lord an opportunity to speak to you. Jesus said to his disciples, "There will be signs in the sun and moon and stars. On earth, nations in agony, bewildered by the clamor of the ocean and its waves, men dying of fear as they await what menaces the world, for the powers of heaven will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. When these things begin to take place, stand erect, hold your heads high, because your liberation is near at hand. Watch yourselves, or your hearts will be coarsened with debauchery and drunkenness and the cares of life. And that day will be sprung on you suddenly, like a trap. For it will come down on every living man on the face of the earth. Stay awake, praying at all times for the strength to survive all that is going to happen, and stand with confidence before the Son of Man."
What did your heart feel as you listened? What did you sense the Lord saying to you? Once more, through Him, with Him, and in Him, listen to the Word. Jesus said to his disciples, "There will be signs in the sun and moon and stars on earth, nations in agony, bewildered by the clamor of the ocean and its waves, men dying of fear as they await the menaces of the world, for the powers of heaven will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. When these things begin to take place, stand erect, hold your heads high, because your liberation is near at hand. Watch yourselves, or your hearts will be coarsened with debauchery and drunkenness and the cares of life, and that day will be sprung on you suddenly, like a trap. For it will come down on every living man on the face of the earth. Stay awake, praying at all times for the strength to survive all that is going to happen, and to stand with confidence before the Son of Man.
What touched your heart in this time of prayer? What did your heart feel as you prayed? What do you hope to carry with you from this time with the Lord?
We thank you, Lord Jesus, for this time with you. Keep us alert, we pray, O Lord our God, as we await the advent of Christ your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.